USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Reagan Institute has released its annual survey of public attitudes on national defense. This year, only 48% of Americans report having a great deal of confidence in the U.S. military. Rostin Benham, chair of the Commodities Futures Trading Commission, testifies before the Senate Committee on Agriculture about the need for better regulation on cryptocurrency in the wake of the FTX cryptocurrency collapse.
We are here today because the latest events involving FTX lay bare the consequences and demand accountability. As I have stated publicly many times before, I strongly believe that we need to move quickly on a thoughtful regulatory approach to establish guardrails in these fast-growing markets of evolving risk, or they will remain an unsafe venture for customers and could present a growing risk to the broader financial system.
Well, we made it through another week. TGIF to you, my friend. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day through our water projects? Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.